it's great to be back in Mankato. It was great for our football team to have an off season, to be able to put some things in place before we came back. This is my sixth year, you know, coming down here, and you know, the fans have always been great. We've always had great participation, and the people here in Mankato have been just tremendous in their support. You know, we had a chance to get to know some of the people here on campus as well, and they've been so supportive, and they do a great job with the fields. And I think our players, the ones that have been here before, are looking forward to going through a training camp and now having some familiarity with the new CBA and what we are allowed to do and what we aren't allowed to do. I think there's a comfort level that's there now that wasn't there a season ago. And we have a lot of work to do, as we all know. We've got a lot of new faces that are going to be on our football team and be starting for us and playing for us. So as a staff, one of the things we've talked about and leading up to training camp, and some of the things we talked about even back in OTAs, was, you know, developing the young players on our football team and trying to get those guys ready to be ready for that Jacksonville game and help us throughout the season. And then just working to improve throughout training camp. I mean, that's the goal, to try to improve every single day in some phase. And if we can do that, we're hoping that everything will come together and we can get off to a good start and have a good football season. But we got a lot of work to do, but we're excited to be down here to kick off the 2012 season.
How important was it to get Khalil under contract and not have that distraction hanging over your head here?
That was a big deal, to be able to get Matt signed. You know, we were in discussions last night as we talked about, you know, what the next move would be, and I'm very, very excited that we were able to get that done. I mean, he's a key part of what we're trying to do in 2012, and I don't know who was happier, he or Kristen Ponder. You know, Ponder was pretty happy as well. So, yeah, we're excited to have that done.
What are the discussions with Adrian and what to do with him starting?
I'm going to sit down with Adrian later this evening. We'll talk about, you know, what the plan will be for him. Just want to get a better feel for where he is physically after I talk with our trainers and our doctors after they take a look at him today, and then we'll talk about what the best plan is for him.
What is the schedule today as far as, you know, physicals, things like that?
Today is a day where we're allowed to be able to do physicals. You can do conditioning. We can do meetings, but you're not allowed to do any practicing, and that's what we'll do. We'll cover a lot of operational time with our players today. We'll have an operations meeting. We'll do a lot of administrative duties along with getting their physicals done, and then we'll have a team meeting later tonight, and then we'll have our first walkthrough practice tomorrow morning.
Will you have the conditioning test? I think you didn't get away with that last year.
Yeah, we won't be doing a conditioning test, so that won't be a part of what we do.
What went into the decision to move the practice to 3 o'clock time, you know, later in the day?
A lot of it had to do with the experience from a season ago. As you know, it was the first year with the new CBA, and so, you know, you're kind of fiddling your way, you know, what's the best thing to do, how to coordinate practices, and we alternated practices a year ago. There were times where we had full padded practices in the morning, and sometimes we had full padded practice in the afternoon, and just looking back at a year ago, I just felt like we needed a little bit more consistency. I also like the fact that that you can count on the sun being out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon for the most part. And that was a part of it, you know, the conditioning along with the consistency and some of the things that we wanted to get achieved in training camp. We felt like having a 3 o'clock practice would be more conducive to what we were trying to get accomplished.
It gets awfully hot and humid out there at 3 o'clock too. You're going to find out who's in shape and who keeps themselves hydrated.
Yeah, you will. And we got to do a great job of hydrating. That's going to be important. That'll be a point of emphasis tonight when we meet. And we got to do a great job of taking care of ourselves in between practices as well.
Is there a chance that you would make any changes if it's too hot to go late afternoon someday?
Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, we'll. I'll always be conscious of the heat and whether we were going in the morning or afternoon. We'll always be conscious of the weather and try to do what's smart.
Leslie, the advantage of having a longer camp, and now you go, so for a mini camps, your OTAs, and then the camps, you have OTAs. You must feel like this is a huge luxury as compared to last year.
Don, it's really, as you know, no comparison. Just the preparation alone back in the spring. Feel much more prepared, and what we have to get done with a new football team and with so many new faces on our team. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to extend this training camp. You know, in the past, you know, we left maybe after the first preseason game, and, you know, we're going to be here a little bit longer this time, which I think will help us, especially as we're trying to develop players. And now with the roster expanded to 90, you know, we have a little bit more time to, you know, try to get that done here at Mankato before we go back to Winter Park. It is a huge difference for us, and we think it's going to be a tremendous plus that we've had an off season with our OTAs, with our conditioning, and now to come down here and spend 3 weeks, we think it's going to be a big plus for us.
Do you expect to see a lot of Jared Allen against Khalil
in camp? There'll be some of that. There'll be some Jared Allen and Khalil moments and individual drills. We're doing some 7-on-7 when the defensive line is doing some 1-on-1s with the offensive line. They'll get some 1-on-1 work, and then they're going to go against each other in some team situations. So it should be real good for Matt to go against maybe the best defensive end in the National Football League on a daily basis in practice. And I think it'll be good for Jared as well, because Matt's going to challenge him. You know, he may be a rookie, but we think he's going to be a rookie who can play above being a rookie.
Do you have to temper it at all? You got one guy that's got nothing to prove, he's coming all pro, 30, and a guy who's a rookie who probably feels he has everything to prove.
Well, you really want it to be game-like. You really want it to be game-like, Mark, and that's going to help Matt as much as anything. And you watched Jared practice over the years. He only practices at one speed, so he's not going to take it easy on Matt. He's going to help Matt be a better player, so it'll be good for our team.
Besides Adrian, is there anybody who's in danger of not being able to practice from the get-go tomorrow?
No, everybody's clear. Met with Eric Sugarman, our head trainer, yesterday, and there was nobody on that list that shouldn't be practicing tomorrow. So unless, you know, there's a surprise coming down here that I don't know about. But right now, everybody should be ready to go tomorrow.
So is that Adrian?
Well, I'm going to talk to Adrian and just get a feel for where he is and what we need to do with him and put together a plan after we talk.
So he'll be out in the field at least doing something.
He'll at least be out there doing something, yep.
Adrian's going to be down in a court hearing on August 6th. Sounds like he can't have to miss at least one game. I mean, have you talked to him after, you know, what happened down in Houston and where he stands?
Have talked to Adrian, and, you know, we'll monitor that process, see where things end up going, and we'll, you know, deal with it as it comes up. But looking forward to sitting down and chatting with him when he gets here this afternoon.
If he has to fly back for a day, though, to see if he's okay for you guys to do that?
Yeah, we'll see what the circumstance is, and then we'll, you know, we'll handle it when it comes up. You know, we'll deal with whatever happens once we find out what's required.
How much have you talked to him over the past couple of weeks, Adrian?
We've talked a few different times, you know, about different things, and good conversation. We've had some good conversation. So.
Did Shug ever go down and visit him in Houston over the past month here? Or is he just working out with his team down there?
He's working out with a group down there. I don't think he went down in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Leslie, have you had a chance to talk with Percy Harvin yet and get a feel for what his mindset is coming into camp?
Yeah, we've talked a couple of different times. Matter of fact, we ran into each other yesterday at the barbershop, and we talked some more there. So just by coincidence, and it was great to see him, and we've had good conversations. He's looking forward to getting down here and having a great training camp, and obviously we want him to do well. I mean, he's a key part of what we want to get done here in Mankato and on into the season, but all is good.
Did you get any more clarification on his issues and get those cleared up and feel like everything's behind you guys at this point?
Yeah, I feel good about where things are with Percy. You know, we've had some good conversations over the summer, and excited that he's here, excited that we're all going to be here. I mean, the fact that every member of our team is going to be here, the guys we're counting on. And it seems like in my conversations, I've talked to a number of guys, you know, after our last mandatory minicamp, and everybody seems to be in the right frame of mind, including Percy. So, excited. It's exciting.
Are you in chairs right next to each other?
You know, they weren't right next to each other, but we pulled them closer so we could be close to each other. So,
you bothered at all that he stirred up a hornet's nest pretty much on his own?
You know, in our league, as you know, Ron, it's so many different situations you got to be able to deal with, and we're trying to develop our football team. And as time goes on, and Percy has been one of our leaders, we're going to be counting on him to lead some of the young guys and help some of the young guys. So just looking forward to him having a great camp and helping us to have a successful season. We need Percy. We need a bunch of guys to do well for us.
Let's talk to a bunch of guys over the past couple of weeks. Christian, Toby, guys like that have talked about this team potentially being a playoff team and how close you were in a bunch of games that you lost last season. Is that a realistic part of the message you'll lay out tonight, or do you take more incremental goals when you're coming off of that sort of a season?
Well, I think, you know, all 32 teams, and Tom, you know this, and everybody here knows this, it's in the NFL today, I don't know if you want to count yourself out of any situation. This is a very fluid league in the way things are. I mean, the teams that are sometimes favorite don't always end up being the favorites at the end of the year. And the teams that are counted out Sometimes the teams that flip the script a little bit and are you know, in places that most people didn't expect before the season began. Not to say that that's going to be us. Our goal is to come down here in Mankato, and the same thing we talked about back in the spring, is to try to continue to improve across the board with every player on offense, defense, and special teams. And if we make the necessary improvement and we can come together as a team, you know, we feel like our chances are as good as anybody's.
Leslie, how do you treat Jerome Simpson's reps early in camp? Obviously, he's going to be a starter eventually, but he misses his first three games. And how do you balance getting him ready or getting someone else ready?
You know, early on, Mark, we're going to, you know, keep him in and let him take reps. But at some point, we'll have to pare it back because we're not, as you mentioned, going to have him in those first three games. So we'll have to start getting ready. The guys that are going to play in those first three games, get those guys ready. But early on, we want to make sure he has a good grasp of our offense and what we're asking him to do. And but at some point, we will have to pare his rep down.
Who are you looking at to step in for him in this weekend? Obviously, you're going to be evaluating everybody. Who are you looking at right now?
I don't know if there's any one guy, you know, that we could point to right now. I mean, it's going to be competition. It would be competition even if we knew Jerome was going to be playing in that first game. So, I mean, Devin and Roachmadu will have a chance. Charles will have a chance. I mean, Brian Harper will have a chance. I mean, there'll be a number of guys that are out there working to, you know, fill that spot when we open up against Jacksonville. But I can't say today there's one guy we count on to get it done.
What's unique about this camp, given the number of new faces and so much youth that's here?
That's probably the most unique part about it. You know, there are going to be some guys who will win jobs in this camp, not like one or two guys. There are going to be multiple guys that will win jobs in this camp who didn't maybe play for us a year ago or didn't have a major role for us a year ago. So that's going to be one of the biggest changes. And the competition that we've created with the changes on our roster, I think is going to be good for our football team. But the fact there are going to be a number of different new faces in the starting lineup will probably be the biggest change. And it'll come out of what we've done in the spring and now what we'll do here in Mankato. The big thing for us is to really work on improving in every phase on our football team, and that includes individually, you know, whether it's the quarterback position, the wide receiver position, our defensive backs. You know, one of the things that I think helped us this offseason, both as a staff, as much as our team, was going back to that Senior Bowl and having a chance to coach in that Senior Bowl really became like a mini camp that we didn't get a year ago. That was a big deal for us. And so we came out of that saying there are some incremental things that we can do as a team, we think, to help us be better in 2012. And we worked on some of those in the spring. And the primary message was, let's try to improve across the board, you know, with every player, you know, coaches improving. And if we can get that done, we come out of Mankato, we think we'll have a chance to come together as a football team and be a much better football team.
Les, you mentioned that you still are looking to Percy as a leader. What are the challenges of having a leader with a guy who had some of the instances he had 6 weeks ago in demanding a trade and some things like that? Are there mixed messages there?
Well, I think one of the things you got to be able to do in Percy's case is, you know, be the Percy that we all know. I mean, his teammates respect him so much. So does our coaching staff. He's a guy who's been there and that we were able to count on a season ago when we had, as you guys know, a ton of injuries and really a tough situation. He was one of those guys we could count on throughout the year. And if he can continue to be that person that his teammates can trust and they can count on and do the things he's done for us in the past, I won't see any problems with Percy, because we know that he loves the game. He has a passion for the game. He wants to bring a championship to Minnesota, and when that's the case, we can all work towards the same common goal. I mean, all of us working towards bringing a championship to Minnesota, and that's where he is, and that tells me that he has a chance to be the type of leader I think he can be. Well, we talked when we broke up after the mandatory mini camp. There were some heated exchanges going on between the players And I remember standing up in front of him on that last day, and I said, you know, when we get the pads on, we'll be able to find out who's who. And so we're all looking forward to getting the pads on, and I think day four is when we're going to put our pads on. And we'll start separating some of those guys who can talk and some of those guys who can back it up. But you're right, the competition is going to create some of that, some tension in some ways, but that can be a good thing if we handle it the right way.
Last two questions for Coach.
Leslie, back when you hired Alan Williams, you talked about you wanted to make sure, be heavily involved in the defense and make sure that thing runs exactly like you want it to run after what you went through last year. Is that something you got done in OTAs and minicamp, or were you even out here these next couple of weeks, make sure you're spending more time on that side of the ball?
I think it's going to be ongoing, Tom. I think this training camp is a key component to getting things the way we want, especially now that we'll be able to wear shoulder pads and have some one-on-one competition that we couldn't have back in the spring. So it'll be ongoing. But, I definitely want to be a little bit more involved, but not to the point where I'm suffocating those guys and not being able to manage the entire team. But I have a lot of confidence in Alan. And part of it is because we worked together before. But I know he's going to do a great job. We think alike in a lot of ways, and have a lot of confidence that he'll do. He's done a great job to this point. I mean, what we did this spring and the steps that we made, we're so far ahead because of that.
Coach, but how important is Matt Khalil for the progression of Christian Ponder as a quarterback?
Say it one more time for me.
How important is Matt Khalil getting signed to Christian Ponder, who's getting ready right now?
It's extremely important, and one of the reasons I say that, when Matt signed today, when he came into the office to get his contract done, one of the first people there to congratulate him was Christian, because he understands how important that left tackle position is for him. I mean, they end up riding down here together, you know, conversing. They've been spending time together this offseason. That position in our league for the quarterback, I mean, that's the guy that protects your blind side. He's your personal protector in so many ways. So for Christian's development, having the right person at that position is a key component to Christian's success and our offensive success. So he's important, and it's important that we got that deal done today.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Les.
All right.